Hanukkah together. Okay, today we're going back to the parts in Shulchan Aruch that we skipped over in order to keep the categories of Shia, Hachzar, and Hanach L'Chatchila clear. We're going to be discussing the halachos of Smicha and Tanur that are sprinkled throughout Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Just two other points before, just on Hanach L'Chatchila. Number one, there was something I wasn't clear about the Magen Avraham's terutz to the case of Sif Hay. So I just want to go back and just say it again, and I insinuated something that was incorrect. In regards to the kasha of why it is that in Reish Nun Gimel Gimel, we have a case of a tafshel that's being put onto a k'dera reikonis. So there the Magen Avraham suggests the following yisod. The Magen Avraham says that there's a difference between the case of Sif Gimel, and the poskim point out that he means to insinuate also in the case of Si'if Hei. The case of Si'if Hei, as Rav Daniel pointed out after Shir, is a case of a pashtida. A pashtida is something that's solid. The case of Reish Nun Gimel is talking about an instance of a tavshil. So if we're talking about a tavshil, so over there you have something that's a davar lach. If you have something that's a davar lach, so then in such a case, then in Sif Hei, that is not mentioned, because when you have a davar lach, then you have the problem of hanacha l'chatchila. However, when we're talking about a davar yavesh, then that's not mentioned at all. There's no problem when it comes to a davar yavesh with hanacha l'chatchila. In other words, the whole halacha of hanacha l'chatchila has nothing to do with shemi yichata b'gachalim. It has nothing to do with mechzik mevashel. In other words, it's not going to be any better than Hachzar, but it's not worse. According to Prima Gadim and all the other shitas, we spoke about the Hanach L'Chatchila is worse. This is not going to be worse. The only problem is the moment in which it becomes wet, so then it's moist, so then in such a case we have a fear that you're going to come Lidei Bishul. So then in such a case we have a distinction between the two. Hanach L'Chatchila is Aser by a Tavshil, in contrast to a Davar Yavesh. Hence, in Sif Gimel, there, when it came to a Tavshil, we only spoke about doing Hachzar on top of the Kira. However, in Sif Hei, where we're talking about Pashtida, there, Hanach L'Chatchila is going to be Mutter. That's the Magen Avraham's Yisod. What I insinuated incorrectly in the Shir is that even according to Magen Avraham, there would be a difference between the fact that it's a Kedera Reikonus in Sif Gimel, and in Sif Hei, it's going to be a Kedera Malaya. According to Magen Avraham, that fact is not important. That's only going to be important according to the Prima Gadim. Okay, so I just wanted to make that clear from last time. Finally, in terms of Hanach L'Chatchila, one sensation that we did not discuss on the first page in the booklet, Rabbi Ribiat mentions that about the time that his Sefer was printed, which was about 16, 17 years ago, no longer than that, 20 years ago. So what had happened was someone had suggested a new type of Kedera Agave Kedera, and that's called the Kedera Blach. So if you take a look on page 623, it's actually a large shallow pan that's filled with liquid and covered in top. So it basically looks like a thick blach. And some had suggested that as we follow the sheet of the Prima Gadim, that the only time it's going to be mutter to do Hanach L'Chatchila is going to be on Kedera Agave Kedera. So some create a blech, which is actually a Kedera Agave Kedera. So Rabbi Ribiat and many of our Rabbeim were not excited about this Eitza, and the reason is because at the end of the day, the whole point of the Kedera Agave Kedera presumably is to remove a heightened form of Mechzi Kemevashel. In fact, Rabbi Willig suggested that's the difference between Hachzara and Hanach L'Chatchila. Not everybody agrees with that. We saw that's not the pashas of the Mishneh Berurah. But at the end of the day, Hanach L'Chatchila is clearly a din of Mechzi Kemevashel, because we saw in Sifhei that was a Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, and that was based on the Ran that we saw last week. At the end of the day, to say that this removes the Mechzi Kemevashel is a hard sell. So that's what Rabbi Ribiat says, and Lanias Daiti, one should be knowing that way, that this would not be matir Hanocha L'Chatchila. I have a friend who told me that his father thought that it looked like a kedera, and he says what his father does is he drinks the water every once in a while inside the kedera to emphasize that they're using it as a kedera as well. Maisa shahaya kachaya, and that's adayom hazeh. When it came out, he thought that it looked like a kedera, and he drinks the water from it. So then, in such a case, then it could very well be that that's taken care of. Okay, the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph has a shaila regards to smicha. Taisus already points out that this shaila is going to mean different things according to different manda onim. Now, the sugya of smicha has fallen out of favor. It's almost, if you take a look, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, Rabbi Rimon does not discuss the sugya of smicha. The Archa Shabbos does not discuss the sugya of smicha in any detail. We're going to see why. I think it should still be discussed, even though it comes up a lot. It does not come up as much today, halacha l'maisa, and the svarim that were written 30, 40 years ago, it actually came up a lot. In fact, I had a hard time finding someone that discusses it halacha l'maisa because I was using the standard svarim for today. We'll explain why that's so, but either way, it is a central sugya to the halachas of Shihi and Azari. Gemara Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph has a shaili bolu mahu lismoch ba. What would the halacha be in regards to smicha? In other words, tocha v'gaba, if we're talking about putting on top, then it's going to be asur. But smicha is an open shaila. So when we see it brought down, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, how it's gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch, it's mentioned that it's going to be permissible. If you take a look on page 40 in the Shulchan Aruch, Vafilu ain't a grufo ktuma, even if you don't have grufo ktuma, mutter lismoch la kedera besamach chutzala, smicha is going to be mutter. So it's important to be aware that if it's not on the fire, it's going to be mutter. I mentioned that Tosas points out that depends on who you ask what the shaila is talking about. Are we talking about a shaila of hachzara, that we're being matir smicha on hachzara, or are we being matir smicha on shihia? For example, as Tosas points out, if you learn, and we're going to see this in the Magen Avram, if you learn that our Mishnah is talking about even Shehiya, so then in such a case, it could be that the Mishnah is only, that the Gemara and the Halacha are going to be matter only Shehiya, but you're not for Smicha, but not necessarily Hachzara. If you learned that it's talking about Hachzara, so then in such a case, the simple reading of the Gemara would be that the Gemara is being matter Smicha even for Hachzara. Okay, was that clear? So far, so good, Rabbosai? Okay, so this is the shail of smicha, the psak lakula that we have. It's brought down Shulchan Aruch in the context of Shehiyah, and that the Magen Avram is going to make a big deal about. The Magen Avram is going to point out that, wait a second, not according to everybody is smicha going to be mutter when it comes to hachzara. It could be that the psak that we're matir smicha is only in regards to shihia, but it's not going to be in regards to achzar. Now, this is a big, big nafgamina. In a case of where a person wants to take a food and return it to the fire, but he's not going to put it directly onto the fire. In such a case, is that going to be mutter? Shihia, it seems, is going to be mutter. But what about hachzara? So here we're going to have a discussion in the Magen Avram and a machlokis of how to read the Magen Avram, what the Magen Avram meant. It's actually a very complicated discussion that gets involved with some beautiful things in terms of how to read the Gemara, etc., etc. I decided that I'll leave that for the Beis Medrash in terms of the nuance of reading the Gemara, at least to have the shitas clear, how to read of how the Magen Avram read the Shulchan Aruch. And the basic shitos, how it reads back into the Gemara, will suffice with the way we just presented the Gemara now and the way Tosas learns. Let's take a look at the Magen Avram and Sif Hey, Reish and Gimel Hey. Lismoch l'kdeira, ve'ein machzirin le'olam el agabi kira grufa. He's quoting the Rambam. The Rambam paskins, like the Rif, who says the hachzara is always aser without grufa uktuma. And then the Rambam adds something else. V'chol she'ein machzirin alav, ain't something lo b'Shabbos. And once we're going to say that hachzara is going to be also without grufo k'tuma, so too the Rambam seems to say that you can't do smicha as well. Comments the Magen Avram, Ad kan loshon Rambam. Mashma de b'shabbes aser lismolch be'ena grufa. It's mashma from here that just like hachzara is going to be aser without a blech and all the biyada, etc., etc., so too smicha is going to be aser be'ena grufa. Da'ibayi b'gemara lo have el b'erev shabbes. Because the Shaila of the Gemara was talking on Erev Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham says that this Gemara that has a Shaila of Smicha, and we concluded Lekula, is the way you and I read the Shulchan Aruch in terms of the placing of the Halacha. And that is that we're being matir only Shehiyah Samuch, without a Blech. But Hachzara is going to be Aser. Vayim b'mag Mishnah. Avol l'svara hashniya shari afilu b'shabbos. But if we're going according to Rashi and Tosos, who hold that our Mishnah is not Lishos, but is Lahachzir, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that Smicha would be Mutter, even in regards to Hachzara. So that's how the Magen Avraham presents the Sugya. So Lechura, what would emerge is as follows. What would emerge is that according to the Rambam, the halacha is that it's going to be aser to do hachzara, samuch without grufa uktuma, the first daya, and according to the second daya, the halacha is that's going to be mutter. If you take a look in the Mishnah Brura points out that Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Doglam Ravava disagree in how to understand this more stringent opinion. So take a look in the Mishnah Brura and Sifkat and Tezvav. Mutter l'smochya, yesh omrim delo sharvin and hacha, Kiyim hasmicha be'er Shabbos la'ashosa mishetechshach. Avo lahachzir b'Shabbos asar afilu b'smicha. Which is, by the way we just read it. And that is that the Magen Avraham is saying that according to the Rambam and Rif, the only thing that we're going to be matir is smicha al yidei b'mikresh al shihiyah. But hachzara is going to be hasar. Afilu b'smicha. V'rak l'svar shniya, and only according to the second svar, the Yesh Omrim, that we pointed out that Ramosha and the Ber Halacha hold that we should always be choshesh for the first day in Shulchan Aruch. V'rak l'svar shniya, hamuskar b'sof asif, mutra afilu chazar al piya afanim amuvorim b'sif beis. Only according to that day is it going to be permissible to do smicha on hachzara. Avol kam achronim cholkin al zeh, but the Dogel Mervava disagrees with this. V'daitam, and their opinion is that you read the Magen Avraham differently. The Chazara b'smicha mutter l'kulei alma. That our Shaila is not talking about Hachzara, that even according to the Rambam, Hachzara b'smicha is going to be mutter. V'afilu b'smicha l'chatchila b'shabbos yesh mekilim. They hold that the machlokis is whether you could do hanocha l'chatchila on Shabbos b'smicha. So are you allowed to take something from the fridge and put it next to the fire? According to some, even according to the first day, the halacha is that one could be megal. And therefore, the Mishnah Brura says, yesh mekilim, there are some who are megal on smicha lechatchila, that one would be allowed to take something off from the fridge, as long as you're not putting it directly onto the fire. So then in such a case, the halacha would be that is acceptable. Heicha she'akdera dayin chaf, umavushal kol tzarko. The one provision, which is extremely important, is that you not be over-ambitious. But in terms of the chshash of shem yechata and metzikim avashel, in such a case, if you do smicha, that is going to be enough. So to crunch, we have, working backwards, a machlokis between Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Dogel Mervava, whether the halacha is that one could do smicha on for hachzara. And the Mishnah Brura says, if according to the Dogel Mervava, the halacha is that you're allowed to do smicha for hachzara, there are going to even be opinions who are more mekel, who will even allow you to do hanocha lechatchila. That is the machlokis, according to the Magen Avraham, between the Rambam and others. Whether you could do hanocha lechatchila, but even the Rambam holds that smicha is going to be mutter with hachzara. While Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no. According to the Rambam, and the way we should be choshesh, the Gemara Shaila is only in regards to shehiya, and therefore, according to the Rambam, and therefore hachzara b'smicha is going to be aser. This will be the machlokis achronim bidas Bidas Haramba Bidas really starts with the Magen Avram. Okay, just in terms, start first in terms of how we paskin, and then we'll get practical. Here, Rav Nevinzal Shlita told me you can rely on this Yesh Me'kilim, which is quite a kula, because the simple reading of the Magen Avram is actually like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and this is going to be, if you will, two kulas built within each other, because the Mishnah Berurah concluded Vafilu b'smich lechatchila b'shabes Yesh Me'kilim. There are some who are Mekel, and we're going to see, if I'm not mistaken, that there are poskim who even halacha lemaisa, aside from Rav Nevinzal, and those in the Kitzer books that follow this. I'm not sure if it was at this moment that Rav Nevinzal told this to me. At the time, I was zocheh to learn with Ravami Merzel, also the Chavrusa. I think, I don't remember if Ravami said the name of Rav Nevinzal, where exactly how this evolved, but I do, in my mind, it's etched that Rav Nevinzal says that as a rule, if the Mishnah Berurah has a Stam Deya and then has a Yesh Me'kilim, that unlike we have the rule in the Mechaber that we say Stam V'Yesh Omrim, you follow the Stam, we follow the Yesh Me'kilim. And this is, so this will be, if you will, Rav Nevinzal Lishitaso about how to read the Mishnah Berurah, that you could follow the Yesh Me'kilim in terms of Halacha L'maisa. Yes, Shmuel.
Rabbi says,
That's right. Nachon.
So everyone would agree with Gar Vakalten
could
be missing all the
time. Would everybody agree if you have Gar Vakalten? So Rabbi Kiva Eger understands that according to this Deya, correct. Yeah, Eina Chanami. But Pashtus, it would be Mutter even if it was Gar Vakalten.
Nachon.
Right. Okay. So that's in terms of how to read the Mishnah Berurah. In terms of Halacha Lemaisa, so let's take a look and see how Rabbi Eider presents it. The clearest presentation about these halachos I found in Rabbi Eider's Sefer. By the way, the reason for that, now I'll tell you the reason why. The reason why you won't find the Aruch HaShas Rav Rimon, I believe, is because once upon a time, this was common. But in terms of fires. But today it's not common. Why? Because most people today are using some type of hot plates where the heat is the same over the entire surface. Once upon a time, when I was a child, so then people were using blechs. On a blech, as we're going to see in Rabbi Eider, there are different areas. The way the earlier post can describe it, there are three different areas on the blech. There's Ala Esh Mamish, there's an area that's Yad Soledes, and then there's an area that's not even Yad Soledes. But in a hot plate and so on, you're not going to have it. So that's why I think most of the contemporary books, you don't see much of a discussion about it. But it is a very salient sugya. I remember when I learned these halachas from Rabbi Willig years ago, he spent a lot of time on it. Probably spends less time on it today, because there are many nuances in smicha. We'll go through the basic. Number one, if you take a look on page 337, it's on the second of your booklet. Here, we start with the halachos of shihiya for smicha through Rabbi Eider's eyes. These halachos apply only if one places a pot on the fire or coals. However, a stove, that means the above halachos. However, a stove which is heated even with peat or coals and is not garf mekatum, one may place before Shabbos a pot of food near the stove. Okay. And possibly even on the stove opposite the fire. This is permissible even in a place which is Yad Soledesbo, even though the food has begun cooking, but has not reached Michael Bendru's site. We are not afraid, this is the punchline in terms of our sugya, we are not afraid that he will stir the coals in order to hasten the completion of cooking. Since the pot is not on the fire, this stirring will not accomplish this purpose. Okay, so here we have the halacha of shihiyah. This is entry number one, the halacha of shihiyah, and that is that shihiyah is going to be mutter, even though it's not garfakatum, even though lechatchila we've mentioned that we do require garfakatum, no problem, smicha is going to be mutter, and if you will, that's going to be lekulei alma, that's going to work according to everybody. So this is, I'm sorry, did I say the first page? It could be I meant to say the second page in the, let's see, how many pages do we have here? One, two, do we have a third? I thought we have three pages of Rabbi Eider. We don't. Chaval, then there's going to be something missing. Does anybody see if there's any more in the booklets? Mishmai. Can I be my should we have somebody to get the sefer from my desk on the in the office? I think it's Rabbi Anders there, I think is on my desk. Okay, so that is in regards to Shehiya. Okay. Now, in regards to, I had mentioned, we're going to see how he describes Hachzara shortly. So let's take a look at page 364. And here he describes what I mentioned, the three different areas on the fire. For most halachos, the first area over the fire and the second area are identical. If a raw or cold food can reach Yatzoladis, regardless of whether it is over the fire or not, cooking there is a melacha d'oraisa. So then in such a case, there is going to be no difference between those two. Skip a paragraph. On the third area, one may place even cold foods to warm up. On the third area, then in such a case, it's not a problem to even put cold foods. And this is what we're going to discuss in regards to the halachos of Hachzara. So you have three areas, thank you. You have three areas on the, let's say on the blech. You have, here's the fire, so this is area one. You have area two, this area is still Yatzo Ledespo. And then in such a case, then you have area three that's not Yatzo Ledespo. These are the three areas that we're going to have. So in terms of Shehiya, so then in such a case, there's not going to be a problem to put it samuch. What's going to be mutter in regards to Hachzara? So let me just find the correct page. Yeah. This is on 356. I'm sorry, for some reason it didn't get into the booklet. Okay. There is a view which holds that smicha is permissible only for shihiyah. There's some shitas that hold that it's only permissible for shihiyah. That is what we saw. Smicha is only permissible for shihiyah. That's what we saw in the name of the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Many poskim hold that is permitted even for achzara. So Rabbi Eider is going to run with this like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah's Yesh Mekilim. Therefore, one may place a pot on the stove opposite the fire, even though it's not Garaf HaKotim, even in a place which is Yatzo Ledespo. So you're allowed to put the something down for Hachzara back on an area, on area number two, even if it's not Garaf HaKotim. However, it must be cooked completely. It has to be entirely cooked. If it's not been cooked entirely, then in such a case, and as well a liquid, it can't be cooled off completely. So hence the halacha will be that one would be able to do hachzara to that area. However, if you're talking about hanocha l'chatchila, so then in such a case, Rabbi Eider on the page, so that was the only area that you don't have photocopy for you. That's from page 356 where he discusses Hachzara. In the third area of Halacha, Anoch L'Chatchila, that you have in front of you on page 364. On the third area, not over the fire, and it can't be heated up to Yatzel Edisbo, one may place even cold foods to warm up. This is permissible, even if they were not on the fire or blech on Shabbos. Tough, Reish, Samachtes, and he sends us back to this Mishnah Berurah. This is permissible since they can never reach the Yatzo Ledespo. And then he quotes the Armachmirim. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Eider goes, his psak is that the third area would be acceptable. The third area would be acceptable for Hanach L'Chatchila. The second area would be permissible for Hachzara. He then points out something that's very, very important in 365, and that is that one should be very careful that if one put food on the blech, let's say on Shabbos, and it was in an area of Ein Yatzo Ledespo, that there are times that if it's not fully cooked, that by pushing it to an area of Yatzo Ledespo, that one could be over Bishul D'Oraisa. So one has to be careful about that. So therefore, in terms of a hachzara, once upon a time, people were allowed to take the food and to put it back on area hanach lechatchila to do area number 3 on a blech, even if there wasn't a blech. The halacha would have been, then in such a case, it would be permissible. So therefore, certainly, on the blech itself, the area of Yad Soledis, of Ein Yad Soledis Bo, is going to be acceptable, and Hachzara is going to be mutter, even on area number 2. Okay, so Ad Kan, Dine Smicha Lemaisa. Again, today, it doesn't happen too much, because the entire hot plate is all hot. So therefore, smicha is not going to be relevant unless you're putting it next to the hot plate. But to put it on this hot plate is going to be problematic. Yeah?
Could dairy kanis be a relevant kulinary?
Absolutely. Smicha? Well, not even smicha. We left off last time that on a hot plate that one could actually, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, one could do hachzara.
Yeah, you leave with the machmirah.
And what it would be an area, you would have a keder rekanis, so you would have a blech.
If you had a big enough, you have to use, I don't think a blech would check, you have to have a real kedera on top of the hot plate, and then it probably wouldn't be asal espo. And then the machmirim would allow you to use that on that surface.
Correct.
That would be the modern technology.
That would be the modern phenomenon. Good, yafet. Okay, one of the hot button issues once upon a time, and even today, is the issue of tanu. So let's take a look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Lamed Ches on the days finally clarifies for us with Rashi the 3 different items. I think we mentioned it briefly last time. We'll just spell it out again and enter into the sugya of tanurim, which of course the Mishnah says is more chamor than kira. The Mishnah says, "Tanur shesikul b'kvashu gvava lo yitein bein misof or bein mi'al gavo." So even though we had learned that in the Mishnah that if you have the appropriate karv v'katam, it's going to be acceptable, with the tanur, the halacha is that we're going to be matmir. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Tanur mitoch shekotzer lemala," the top was kotzer, was narrow, v'rachav l'mata, nikla chom l'tocho tfei mikira. And he has the ability to hold on to the heat more than a kira. Did I mention to you what Rav Ben-Narsh told me? I didn't. Rav Ben-Narsh told me he has a friend who has one of these ovens from Talmudic time, and he says they get hotter and they stay hotter longer than our modern ovens. Because I was bothered that we're going to see that there are some posts that say our modern ovens are still considered a kira, and I was bothered that they're really hot, that our modern ovens are hot. And he said they once they are heated up, they actually, these clay ovens have the ability to retain heat better than our ovens do. So, you know, we always think of ourselves, you know, we know how to do things. Once upon a time, they didn't know how to do things. Actually, their ovens were very, very hot. The Mishnah then, we'll come back to that because that's an important point. The Mishnah then goes on and differentiates between a tanur and a kupach. So what comes out is that we have 3 different types of heating sources. One is a kira. A kira, we've drew on the board in the past, is something very similar to a cinder block, where you had 2 areas where you could put the pots. Generally, they put the pots on top. That vameven yavin tocha would be putting them inside. A kupach did not have 2 openings, it had 1 opening. And a tanur is a totally different thing that we saw in our mission. That Rashi describes over here. So what's the difference between a yes?
There's a wall between them?
Yes.
Wouldn't they make a matimos? Shtei kiros matimos, rather than a regular kira that has space for 2, but not there's only 1 place.
Okay. Okay.
No, the point is, he used 1 fire, and the matimos is going to be 2 fires.
Nachon.
Nachon. I think this picture is...
Let me
get to the punchline about the difference between kira and kupach. I'm not sure about your question, but let me get to the distinction between kira and kupach. The difference between kira and kupach, let's first see the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, kipach kupach sheisiku bekashu gvava, hareze kekirayim. If it has kashu gvava, which is a lower level of heat, then it borrows the halachos of kiraim. Begeves ve'etzem harehe katanur. The difference between a kupach and the kira is that the kira generally only they were only cooking on one side of the kira, and therefore there was more room for the heat to escape. However, in the kupach they were cooking; it did not have two sides to it, and in the kupach they would only cook inside of it, and there the heat was more intense than a kira, less intense than a tanur. So depending what type of fuel source you're using, that's the difference between a kira and a kupach. So that's something that is kedai to just have clear in one's mind. Obviously, the moment in which you have a tanur or a kupach, which is more, the heat is more intense, you have both chashashos. You have more of a chashash shem yichate b'gacholim, you could heat it up faster, as well as you're more likely to have the chashash of metzi kimavasho. Okay. By the way, the art scroll spells out what I just said. What I wasn't sure about, what Rav David asked, you could take a look over there. The art scroll Mishnayos does a very good job in terms of being masbir. It sounds like that what Rav Ben said is correct, but I'm not 100% sure. So, okay, in terms of the halacha as far as how tanur goes. So tanur here, the Mishnah is straightforward. And that's how the Mechaber Paskins and Reishon and Gimel. What we're going to do is see Tanur described both in Sif Aleph as well as in Sif Beis. So the Mechaber says as follows, V'tanur, afil husak b'kashu gvava asur, afil lismoich loy, the halacha is that it's going to be asur even for smicha, afil hu garf imu garf v'katam. Garf v'katam is not going to be acceptable. So the Ramah says something that I found startling. When trying to look into it, halach lemaisa, the fact that I mentioned to you about how tanurim worked in those days is going to be helpful as well. The Ramah says, or the parentheses, quoting the Ran, on this is on page Chaf Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah edition, that tanurim shalanu dinam kikira, that our tanurim have a din of a kira, that somehow our tanurim are not as hot. So why are they not as hot? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Chaf Ches from the Beis Yosef, Shepiyam minatzad, because they're open from the side. Va'ocher rechavim yoser, and also they're wider. Now, to this day, that's true. And we put up the basic picture of the kira on the kupach. The tanur, again, remember what Rashi said, is very narrow on the top. It's wide on the bottom, so therefore it holds the heat in better than our tanur. They quote the Marshal, who disagrees, who says that the din is the same, but most poskim assume, ironically, that our tanur has a din of a kira. So if you take a look in the booklet, I quoted from Rav Nissim Karelitz in Chaf Beis Vav, he points out something that was corroborated with what Rabbi Ben Arsha told me, and that is that he says that at the end of the day, even though it's hard for us to imagine that our ovens are hotter than theirs, he says their ovens actually held on to the heat for a longer period of time than our ovens, and therefore the halacha would be that to this day we follow this approach, that hatanur shelanu kikira shelahem, which leaves open the possibility that on some level our tanur is going to be acceptable in certain areas, like a kira, as opposed to our tanur. Now, as far as shihia is concerned in our tanur, so first we're going to discuss shihia, and then we're going to go on to hachzara. In regards to shihia, so it's interesting to note that, again, the simple reading of the Ramah is that our tanur would have a din kira, and the moment in which you do grufo k'tuma, then that would be enough for our tanur. And that's what we saw at Tshuva from Ramesha. I photocopied the punchline of that Tshuva from Ramesha and Chelik Aleph Simin Tzadi Gimel, that Ramesha paskins that as long as you have in our tanurim that have a din kira, Ramesha goes with that. You have Rav Nissim Karelitz's explanation. Ramesha says as long as you put something down on the bottom of the oven, that is going to be acceptable. One of the Talmidim HaYikarim asked me, but that was in those days where the heat came from the bottom. What about today, where the heat comes from on top? So I found someone that is discussed, Rav Binyamin Zilber, who has a beautiful svarim in his Chuvas Az Nedabru. I think Rav Rimon quotes this, says that if the heat comes from on top, then you would put two blechs. He suggests that if you have a multi-layer oven, so with a couple of racks, so you would put a piece of metal on the top one, you would put a piece of metal on the bottom one, and then you have a garv v'katam in both directions. And Rav Moshe says that that's going to be enough. We discussed why Rav Moshe then was mefaltel, why you don't, he just thinks that mi'ikra d'dina, you don't even need to cover the knobs, that Rav Moshe felt that covering the knobs was not necessary, but he says l'chatchila one should, and that is the basic psak, it seems to me, to this day. We are going to see another tshuva from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe seems to be a little bit more machmir. L'aniyas daiti, the way I understood Rav Moshe, there is room to follow that Rav Moshe and Siman Tzadik Gimel, but we'll get to that. So you could put into an asterisk on this point that even though Rav Moshe seems to say that's enough, there is another tshuva from Rav Moshe that seems to require something more, which we'll get to shortly. Okay. So far, this in regards to Shia v'Tanur. Ironically, surprisingly, we might not have thought of it this way, but the halacha would be that Shihiya is going to be mutter. However,
I don't know if
yes.
But last time we spoke about it, the Rosh had said that our ovens, since they cook faster, that you have still have the problem with chayasar.
Right.
Right. So if their ovens are hotter, how come ours cook faster? I don't get the connection. I don't see how that's.
There's a difference between the two. There's speed. And there's duration and intensity. And it seems that when it comes to this halacha of Shemichata, that the duration and intensity is going to be more important than the speed. In other words, for Keder HaChayse, it cooks it faster. But because there's a greater intensity in their ovens, it's true that when we go on to self-cleaning, for sure, it doesn't get as hot as self-cleaning the older ovens. But when we're on a regular cooking mode, it could very well be that it gets hotter. Okay, so in regards to Hachzara, so here we have Siman Reish and Gimel Beis. And here we once again have a reference to that our Tanurim having a Din Kira. The Ramah mentions it on page 44. V'chein Agim v'hakul b'tanurim shalom sheyesh lahem Din Kira. And so therefore you could come away simply reading a superficial reading of the Shulchan Aruch and say you could even do hachzara into an oven as well. Not only shihiya, but hachzara as well. But not so fast. There is something that's going to prevent us. And this point is made by many of the poskim. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Kira shi grufo k'tuma, what's the halacha that you're allowed to do hachzara? The halacha is al gaba, v'dafka al gaba, only on top. So Rabbo said, what am I pointing to? I'm pointing to the kira. And the kira, you're allowed to do achzara on top. Avolotocha, but inside of it, the halacha is that it is usser. And that's the Gemara by Smicha on Daf Lamed Zayin, that the Gemara said that al gaba is going to be usser, tocha is going to be usser, but smicha, the Gemara had a shaila whether that's going to be mutter or not. So al gaba, you have halacha that's going to be mutter if it's garf katan. But tocha is always going to be aser. Why is it that tocha is always going to be aser? So here I'm indebted to just the Shevet Alevi, who says a wild chiddush that we're not going to go with at all, but he helped me, even though we're not going to go with this wild chiddush, where he helped me understand the sugya, just pointing out the basics. In Sifkata Nun Ches, he quotes, the Mishnah Bura quotes the Rajma and the Ran. The kiva shu maimid l'salcha kederach shemivashlan ba'tadir, since you put it inside in the area that people always cook, nirek imevashel, it appears as if you're cooking. So the halacha is that v'tocha in a kira rabosai is going to be usher because of mechzik imevashel. So the poskim all point out, or many, many point out, that if that's so, that Besocha is going to be awesome when it comes to Akira. Kal v'chomer, even if we could say Tarnurim Shalonu Kikira Shalahem, you don't get out of the problem of Socha as being the place that you cook. Hence, many poskim point out that doing Hachzara is going to be extremely problematic. If you take, let's say, the Shvus Yitzchak, who I've mentioned to you the first time I photocopied from him, this fantastic Sefer, he's Machmir. Or not only that, you don't need to go even to Shvus Yitzchak. Even the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. If you take a look in the Shmir Shabbos, it's in your booklet. It's actually not in a... You might miss it if you're not reading every line in the Shmir Shabbos. Let's see, is it in the booklet? The two things I missed in the booklet today? It's in there? Before Ramosha, after Ramosha?
Before
Ramosha, good. Okay, page Vav. If you take a look at page Vav in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, so here in the strange print, every once in a while in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, you'll have the body, you'll have the Ha'aros, and then you have this funny print, like under an asterisk. So he says as follows: Tanur Gazo Chashmal Asher Mitukam Bo Kafter Miyuchal LeMatzav Shabbos. Of course, we need to emphasize that we're only talking about those ovens that won't adjust. The heat won't adjust when you open it. Okay, so most ovens today, in the States, when you open it, it's going to adjust the electricity and the heat. That's for sure going to be usher to use on Shabbos. So we're only talking about those ovens that are not, its heat, are not going to adjust on Shabbos. So how does he paskin? How does the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa paskin? He doesn't really spell out the Makoros. Mutar lishos b'meir Shabbos, tavshul shen spashul kol tzarko. Then you're allowed to put it, do shihia. He's only matir for nispash, if it's nispashul kol tzarko. Avol ein liftoch b'shabbos hadel shel taner, and kayim shash, da-da-da-da. If you're going to cause it to work on Shabbos, we said we're not talking about that. And this is important. V'ilu b'Shabbos atzmo, us l'hasa l'tolcho kol dover. What's the diuk? L'tolcho. He says l'tolcho. So that's the reference to halacha, that kira is going to be us l'tolcho. So too, tanur is going to be us l'tolcho as well. Hence, gepaskin in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, that tanur is always us because of the din of tolcho. However, here you have a difference between the Eretz Yisrael poskim and the American poskim. If you take a look, Ramosha has an interesting heter. This is in Chelek Dalet in Ramosha, and we're going to have to stop at Lechura. There seems to be a shtickle stira between the earlier psak of Ramosha and the later psak. But Ramosha in Chelek Dalet Ayin Dalet Siv Katan Chav Zayin. Rabbi Eider says that he heard that Ramosha was machmir on our tanurim, that you need to put a very unique type of blech. Kimdumani shishamati da'af mimoran shlita da'af delo mahani blech haragil machar shein zeh simen maspik, that you can't put a regular blech on the floor of the thing. Mikol makom tol kufsa shel dal defanus, but what would be acceptable is to put a box inside of the oven. What was referred to today, now referred to as an insert. And that's what Ramosha says. Blech kukuf sasha osim idal tfanos mistaber shemutter lishos v'gam lahachzir. We mistaber that it's mutter to do hachzara in. I saw one of the avrichim had a quizzical look on his face. Anybody want to ask Akasha about this Ramosha? Anything bother you about this? What's the bothersome is the chura over here. Ramosha said that you need to have an insert for shiyah and achzara. And the other Ramosha said that all you have to do is put a blech on the top. I didn't see anybody stop at that. In fact, I made photocopies of both Rabbi Ribi and Rav Simcha Bonim Kohn that all just mentioned this tshuva of Ramosha that says that you need to put an insert in the oven, and that's the way in which you're allowed to do shihiyah and hafzara. But the earlier tshuva of Ramosha seemed to say that putting a blech down is going to be enough. Yes, Rabbi? That's what I think the answer is. It's a little bit, there's a kasha on our teretz. But I think, it seems to me, libi omerli, that the teretz for the two is that Ramosha in the first tshuva was talking about shihia, and this talking about hazara. And therefore, we would have a pickbook a little bit, Ben, you and I, we have a pickbook on both Rav Simcha Bonim Kohn and Rabbi Ribiat, who definitely follow the ikveh Ramosha Zatzal, who don't mention that shehiya would be mutter if you just simply put a heker on top. If I can't say I read every word in Rabbi Ribi, Rav Simcha ben Kohn, but from what I saw, they just mentioned, you have that in your booklets, they just mentioned that. I think it's not as, I think it's not as stira as you said, that because Rav Moshe earlier would be talking about shehiya, this would be talking about zara. The reason why they might not hold that way is because Rav Moshe in the second shuva said, shemutter lishos v'gam lahachzir. That's mutter to do shehiya. So if you read this shuva in a vacuum, you would think that the only way you could do shehiya into an oven is if you have this insert. By the way, let me just add, what's the insert for? Kafta v'ferach. The insert is here is for what? The insert here is to make it that's no longer mechzik and mevashel. Clearly, this is not the normal way to cook. And it could very well be that something that that's just a cover over there. First of all, if you learn by shehiya, the chashash is only shem yichata, so all you need is some type of a heker. Over here, you have something more. So then in such a case, Rav Moshe has that chiluk. I think what Rav Ben and I would say back to defend our position is Rav Moshe was just saying, if you want to have an oven that you could use for everything, for both shehiya and hatzara, then it's going to be mutter. L'chura, this would be the correct way of reading Rav Moshe. All right, Rabbi, you're making me feel a little bit better at the pshat, but we're being a fact big then both with Rabbi Riviat and Simcha Bonin and Shlita. Yeah.
Where was the second Rav Moshe?
The second Rav Moshe appears in the booklet. It's about it's the second page. It says Kufa Meches, the bottom of the first column. Yes.
Maybe you could also say that. Which Rav Moshe was a later too? Because then the ovens change that the heat is also in the walls also, so you need to cover the heat source on the walls.
Maybe. That's interesting. But by shehiya, in other words, you're saying you would need a heker on all sides.
You need a heker on all four sides.
Interesting. That's interesting. Are you hear that? Okay. I hear. Yesh ladon. Anyhow, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa is, bottom line, is he is Machmir. The Shvus Yitzchak has a very, very sharp ha'ara on Rav Moshe. Shvus Yitzchak, of course, I mentioned, was one of the closest with Rav Yashiv, and he suggests, it sounds like Rav Yashiv was not so excited about Rav Moshe's insert, and he points out that L'chura Moshe's Eitzah is going to be totally, here I'm going to read it from inside the booklet, it's three pages from the end, Shvus Yitzchak Pei Tes, and then the other one is upside down, on Tzadi. And he suggests that Rav Moshe's Eitzah is already a machlokis between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. In other words, Rav Moshe's Eitzah is not going to work according to Chazon Ish. And he says, "V'hinei the Mishnah Berurah, bottom of page Pei Tes, Simin Shin Yud Ches Sadi Dalek, Kasev the Aser Litein B'Shabbos Latov Tanu Sheish Bo Eish, Afil Marchik Tzas Min Eish. Ach, Emeinu Mamid Hakdera. Now go upside down. Ach, Emeinu Mamid Kdera Al Karkos Atanu Ela Behefsik Kli Az Yeish LaHakel. So in Shin Yud Ches." The Sharet Zion over there, the Mishnah Berurah, excuse me, there says that you could, if you don't put it on the bottom of the tanur, but you put it on top of a kli, that's going to be enough. And the Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish says Dover HaMafsik is not going to be enough. The Tocha tanur it's going to be Aser. So he suggests, as Shlosh Yitzchak points out, that at best Rav Moshe's Eitzah is only going to work according to the Mishnah Berurah, and he doesn't think that it would work according to the Chazon Ish. And then he says, well, maybe there's room to say that even according to the Chazon Ish, it's acceptable. L'niyaz da'iti, at the end of the day, Rav Moshe's svara, in terms of mechzik and mevashel, works very, very well. That at the end of the day, an insert clearly makes a showing that what you're doing over here is not a standard mechzik and mevashel. And it would seem that Rav Moshe was even matter more when it comes to shehiya as opposed to hachzara. The Shevet HaLevi has a massive heter that I decide not to photocopy you. I'm just going to say in one sentence. I don't even want to discuss it here. I'll just leave it discussed in the Beis Medrash. Shevet HaLevi says, he's Matir. And he says that, in other words, bottom line, the Shevet HaLevi allows to do Hachzara inside of a Tanur. And he says, the only time you have a Chshash of Mechzik Mevashel is when they cook, when you normally cook inside, and on Shabbos, what you do is you put on top. So then, in such a case, if you go inside, then it looks like it's Mechzik Mevashel. But in a case where you can't put it on top, then inside is also not Mechzik Mevashel. That seems to me to be a wild chiddush, because at the end of the day, you cook inside all the time. It's hard to understand the Shevet HaLevi. He's quoted by Poskim. It's well, it's quoted that the Shevet HaLevi was matir by Tanurim. I have a hard time understanding that heter. He's mitzarif other heterim, but the Shevet HaLevi learned hard. So you know he worked it through. The Katonti, I don't understand the Shevet HaLevi at a sof. And therefore, the standard mahalach is the Shmiru Shabbos is understanding. Shihia betoch hatanur is mutter, and hachzara is going to be aser. And then you have Rav Moshe's Eitza. On the other end of the spectrum, Rav Rimon, in page 354, Rav Rimon has another Eitza, and I'm a little bit disturbed about Rav Rimon's language over here. Although he might have thought it through ad hasof. I was a little bit bothered by his language. I feel I have to say that publicly as well. Of course, you know how much I love the Sefer, and I think it's fantastic. But the sign of someone who's a Talmid Chacham that making a dent is when people quote him and question him. So here I'm going to question a little bit Rav Rimon's way his presentation. So if you take a look at page 354, the second to last paragraph. He says as follows: Ketzad hoftim tanur legarfu lekatum. How do you turn a oven into garfu katum? Harav Feinstein katav shenitin laachnis kufsat pach elatanur leich betocha alamachalim. And then he quotes the Ozan Adabru that I mentioned before, that he says that you put the insert in. Amnam yeshnan pitaram pashut yoter. That line bothers me a lot. He says, I have a simpler suggestion. Ramesha said this, and Ramon says, I have a simpler suggestion. So that bothers me. Because even though he has an interesting suggestion, obviously Rav Moshe was aware of his suggestion, and he didn't give this suggestion. So it's the connotation, Amnam Yesh Pitaron Yoter, that bothered me. So I make a small mechah on that language. At the end of the day, what he Lania's Daiti, what Rav Rimon should have written was that Ulai, there's another heter, but not that there's a Pitaron. That Ki'ilu Rav Moshe wasn't aware of. As we're going to develop, I think there's a reason why Rav Moshe didn't give this heter. What he suggests is we had already discussed tanur to shetuach batit, that we had discussed that you have a tanur that is blocked with teeth, so then in such a case that removes the entire shash of Shema Yechata v'gacholim, because it's already shetuach batit, then it's going to take away all problems. So he suggests that he himself had pointed out, he had suggested that if you tape down the kaftorim, then that's going to be similar to tanur shetuach betit. So he says that just like he suggested earlier that would be a suggestion, so too, that's his suggestion in regards to tanurim. So according to Rav Rimon, you have a simple etza. Rova olam is machmir when it comes to tanurim. Rav Rimon has a simple suggestion, that is you tape down the knobs, or you take out the knobs, and then in such a case, that's going to be enough. He solved all the problems in regards to tanurim. Now, what Rav Rimon is saying is not crazy. It's not. It's an interesting idea to discuss in the base marriage to be mefalpel. But at the end of the day, Rav Moshe doesn't like it. Rav Moshe doesn't like it. To say that taping down the knobs is equal to tanur shetuach betit, that A is a chiddush. Secondly, we know already that Rav Moshe holds that the knobs is not the ikur, right? Rav Moshe holds the knobs are not the ikur. So Rav Moshe holds that dealing with the knobs is not enough. So it's not yeshnam pitaron pashut yoter. Rav Moshe l'shitaso will not accept this idea. If you want to suggest that you're not going to go with Rav Moshe, fine. But there's a reason why Rav Moshe, it's not a pitaron pashut yoter. It's not even more pashut. Rav Moshe holds that dealing with the knobs is not enough. And therefore, particularly Vamevin Yavin over here, that if you want to remove Mechsik HaMevashel, if that's your major matarat to remove Mechsik HaMevashel, and so then Rav Moshe says you need an intense thing on top of where it's sitting, and the only thing is that it will be acceptable as an insert. If you want to suggest that this is going to be considered tanur atuach betid by taping them down, so then in such a case, you could suggest that. It would seem to me that Rav Moshe would not be excited about that, wouldn't remove the mechsik mevashel when it comes to hachzara, and therefore it's not a pitaron pashut yoter in this case by any stretch. The only thing that Rav Rimon might say back is that this was in the days that this tshuva for Moshe, the first one was written 67 years ago, Tavshin Yud Aleph. The other one was written later on. So it could be it was before the time that they had real tape and so on, that they were able to tape down the thing. But that's hard to imagine. I think our criticism is in the right place, that Ramesha would not agree with this. They had them, yeah.
I mean, the old ovens, and now just came.
And you could just easily take them off. So Lechura, we would object a little bit to his presentation over here. Similarly, I guess we're not taking any prisoners today. In the Menuchas Ava from Rav Levi, so he suggests just to take off the kaftorim. He suggests that. Rav Levi Zatzal suggests that to be mechasa kaftorim, that's going to be enough. And he says that's enough of a heker. So that's the Shevet Alevi already, who is a mekel himself. He himself is a mekel in this regard, says that covering the kaftorim is not going to be enough to remove mechzik and vashel. So it seems to me that you have one of two approaches halacha ma'aseh. Either you go like Shmir Shabbos Kilchos straight, no hazara into the tanur, or you have an insert. But any other suggestion to me it seems to me in my mind is quite chiddush, despite the fact that we're willing to rely on the mekilim to say tanur shalanu kikira shalahem, and even that's a chiddush, right? Even that's a chiddush to say tanur shalanu kikira shalahem. So that we're going to use in regards to Shia, but so vite to say just put a little bit of tape on the knobs and then say allow people to be doing hachzara into a tanur. That to me seems to be. I didn't even suggest this to Rav Nevenzal. I mean, Rav Nevenzal doesn't react to anything, but I can't. Rav Nevenzal would jump through the roof. Nevenzal holds that smile. Anything that's eish mamish, anything that has a fire would be usher in such a case. So then lechura, this would be a little bit problematic. Yeah.
Is Rimon speaking about Hachzara or just Shehiyah?
I believe he's talking about Hachzara as well. I believe. He's responding to Rav Moshe, who's... Anybody have a Rimon Sefer? If he's talking about... Anybody have it here? And then if he is, then Shmuel, you're making an excellent point, and then I take everything back. He's quoting the Rav Moshe that was talking about Hachzara as well. But I would love to
he's talking about Shehiyah on that same page.
He was. Okay.
Yeah,
yes, you're right. You're right. You are correct. That he says that the Tanur Tuach Petit, he's talking about over here, he's talking about Madbiknes Kaftore HaTanur. When he says Hachzara, so then I take that back. In regards to Hachzara Bifnim, then he goes with Shevet Alevi. Does he come back to this idea of covering the knobs? I'll tell you what threw me off. It's l'shitasi. You're 100% right. My criticism is misplaced. He's talking about a shihia. I'll tell you what threw me off. What threw me off is that Rav Moshe is in regards to hachzara that you need kufsa v'pach.
He's responding
to that Rav Moshe. Correct. In other words, the way we understood Rav Moshe is talking about. Rav Moshe is talking about Hachzara. So I thought he was talking about the case of Hachzara. But Shmuel points out correctly that he's talking about Shehiyah. And when it comes to Hachzara, he is Mekel Hachzara Latana with the Shevet Alevi, which I find very mechudash. So at the end of the day, but you're right. So I was thrown off because he said that is a Pitaron Yoter for then the box. So I thought that he was talking, but you're right. There he's talking about Shehiyah Betanur. and therefore my criticism is misplaced. Yasher koach for being mamid al mita shel Torah. Very good. Hagen al kvod tam fachem. Yeah. What's that? Why would
Moshe wouldn't
like that? Still, would Moshe would not. Let's think it through. Would Moshe like? Well, I right. It's a little bit easier, but I do agree with you. I do agree with you that Ramosha still would not like it. Because my argument was heaviest when I was assuming that he was talking about Hazara. But I agree with you that even this, if he's talking about Shehiyah, it's also very Mechudash, because Ramosha holds that covering the knobs is not going to be enough. And Ramosha doesn't give the Eitzer of Tanur to a Chetiv. You're right as well. Because you're right that our suggestion that Rav Moshe would not accept that is correct also. So bottom line is that either way, I think that according to Rav Moshe, that covering the knobs would not be acceptable. And yeah, Einachanami. Even then, the sentence that's Poshut B'Yoser is a little bit heavy, because at the end of the day, Rav Moshe would not have liked that suggestion as well. So we still have a little bit of aura on what he said. Tov, okay. So Amir says Shem on Thursday. We're still learning together on Thursday. Monday we're off, right? Is that correct? So we'll start Amir says Shem Hatzmana already on Thursday. B'siyata d'shmaya. We're going to focus in terms of Simen, whatever reason you want to start before I get you the Mar Mekomos. We're going to be starting with Simen Reish Nun Zayin. That's where we're going to have our Lachos Simen.
Thank you.
Both to you.